Peace, brothers and sisters.
我们感谢主，早晨又一起召聚我们在他的名里。
We thank the Lord that He has gathered us again in His name.
我们从薄饼聚会，我们就可以来思想耶稣。
From the time of the table meeting, we can consider Jesus.
我们可以把我们心中的感谢赞美来归给他。
We can offer up thanksgiving and praises in our hearts to Him.
我们在信息里面，我们也愿意主来对我们说话。
In our ministry time, we also desire the Lord to speak to us.
让我们都把我们的眼目来转向我们的主。
Let's fix our eyes on our Lord.
像我们刚才弟兄所交通的，来仰望主，来让他的生命充满在我们的当中。
As our brother shared, let's look to him and may his life be filling in our lives.
在今天信息交通之前，愿意先交通一点我心中的感觉。
Before I start my ministry time today, I'd like to share with you some sense I have in my heart.
昨天是素丽姐妹的安息聚会。
Yesterday was the memorial service of our sister Suli.
我们有很多弟兄姐妹去参加。
A lot of our brothers and sisters attended the memorial service.
虽然我们对我们的姐妹有许多的离我们而去，有许多忧伤，有许多的不舍。
Even though our sister has departed from us, and there's a lot of sorrow in our heart, and we missed her.
但是借着我们对姐妹的怀念，让我们也想到我们的姐妹在生前她热心的侍奉神。
As we miss her and continue to remember her, may we also remember her a zealous service before the Lord.
她关怀弟兄姐妹，教导孩子唱歌，借着诗歌来敬拜。
He cared for brothers and sisters, and she also taught young children songs and hymns and through worship.
她常常帮助软弱的，有需要的。
She constantly helped the weak and the needy.
那我们也知道，我们的姐妹在她的工作里面呢，她也是一位传福音的一个主的见证人。
We also know that our sister was a testimony for God and preaching the gospel at her work.
那她在工作里面流露主的生命。
At her work, she revealed the life of Christ.
所以昨天的聚会来的人数是聚会厅能够容纳的两倍。
So the yesterday, the number of attendees for that hall was two times the limit.
让我里面很受感动的就是，我们的姐妹有很多的同事、很多的朋友、很多我们不认识的人，也都来参加。
What touched me a lot was that a lot of her former colleagues and friends whom we've never known came to the memorial service.
有在我们当中聚会的弟兄姐妹，也有不在我们当中聚会的弟兄姐妹，也都来参加。
There were brothers and sisters from this fellowship attending, and there were also brothers and sisters not from this fellowship who attended.
我们相信姐妹在主里所摆上的主必纪念。
We all know that what she has put forth to the Lord will surely remember.
借着这件事，也让我们看到我们的中间有许多的破口。
Through this event, we also see that there are a lot of breaches among us.
在彼此相爱、关心、祷告、扶持上，我们有许多的亏欠。
We have much falling short in terms of caring for one another, loving for one another, and praying for one another.
虽然我们知道我们的姐妹在2008年开始，她就有精神方面的疾病，为这个疾病所苦。
We know that since 2008, our sister has been afflicted with this mental issue.
甚至三个多月以前，她的病情加剧，但是我们关心的不够，也没有带姐妹在适当的时候寻求专业上的帮助。
About more than 3 months ago, her mental situation has gotten a lot worse. However, because we did not care for her enough, we didn't take her to seek medical help.
这是我们的亏欠，我们也求主能够赦免。
This is our falling short, and we ask the Lord to forgive us.
我们也求主让我们每一位弟兄姐妹都有学习，让我们能够在这件事上，我们真是来学习彼此切齿相爱。
We truly decided to learn from this incident, to truly love one another fervently.
是深深的相爱。
We need to love one another deeply.
是真诚的相爱。
We need to love one another in truth.
是在行动上来相爱。
We need to love one another in deeds.
我们真愿意弟兄姐妹，让我们举起祷告的手，为我们的弟兄姐妹多来祷告。
We also desire all the brothers and sisters to lift up hands of prayers to pray for one another.
也愿意我们更多的把自己摆上，来承担主的见证。让我们把我们的肩膀摆上，让我们把我们的脚摆上，让我们把我们的全人摆上。
We also desire to yield ourselves to the Lord, so that He can use us. We want to yield to Him our shoulders, our feet, and our entire being, so that He can use us.
昨天的聚会最后有一个音乐的一个见证。
Lastly, in yesterday's memorial service, there was a period for a musical testimony.
这首曲子的主题就是万物的结局近了。
The theme of that song is the end of all things is near.
万物的结局近了，所以我们应当更多的彼此相爱。
The end of all things is at hand. Therefore, we need to love one another even more.
我们应该谨慎自守，警醒祷告。
We need to be of sound judgment and have sober spirit for the purpose of prayer.
彼此切实的相爱。
And we need to keep fervent in our love for one another.
照神所赐给我们个人的恩赐，我们能够彼此服侍。
According to the gift that God has given us, each one of us, we can serve one another.
虽然我们现在有许多的破口。
Even though we have lots of breaches.
虽然我们有许多的亏欠。
Even though we have much short, falling short.
但是我们若把我们众人都仰望在主的手中。
But we yield all of the whole multitude into the hands of the Lord.
我们知道主要建造耶路撒冷，如同联络整齐的一座城。
We know that the Lord is going to build Jerusalem as a city compact together.
到那一天，这座联络整齐的城就要从天而降。
And on that day, the city that is compact together will descend from the heavenlies.
但愿我们都在其中。
May we all be in its midst.
让主的心得到满足。
So that the heart of the Lord can be satisfied.
请我们一起读一段的圣经，在约翰福音第十三章。
Let's read a passage from John chapter 13.
第十三章第一节。
John 13 verse 1.
逾越节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了。他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
John 13:1. Now before the feast of the Passover, Jesus, knowing that his hour had come, that he should depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the uttermost.
我们要再念第三节到第十节。
We will also read from verse 3 to verse 10.
耶稣知道父已将万有交在他手里，且知道自己是从神出来的，又要归到神那里去，就离席站起来，脱了衣服，拿一条手巾束腰，随后把水倒在盆里，就洗门徒的脚，并用自己所束的手巾擦干。哀悼西门彼得，彼得对他说，主啊，你洗我的脚吗？耶稣回答说，我所做的你如今不知道，后来必明白。彼得说，你永不可洗我的脚。耶稣说，我若不洗你，你就与我无份了。西门彼得说，主啊，不但我的脚，连手和头也要洗。耶稣说，凡洗过澡的人，只要把脚一洗，全身就干净了。你们是干净的，然而不都是干净的。
Verse 3. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come forth from God, and was going back to God, rose from supper and laid aside his garments, and taking a towel, he girded himself about. Then he poured water into the basin and began to wash the disciples' feet, and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded. And so he came to Simon Peter. He said to him, Lord, do you wash my feet? Jesus answered and said to him, What I do, you do not realize now, but you shall understand hereafter. Peter said to him, Never shall you wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I do not wash you, you have no part with me. Simon Peter said to him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus said to him, He who has bathed needs only to wash his feet, but is completely clean, and you are clean, but not all of you.
第十二节到第十五节。
verse 12 to 15.
耶稣洗完了他们的脚，就穿上衣服，又坐下，对他们说：“我向你们所做的，你们明白吗？你们称呼我夫子，称呼我主，你们说的不错，我本来是，我是你们的主，你们的夫子，尚且洗你们的脚，你们也当彼此洗脚。我给你们做了榜样，叫你们照着我向你们所做的去做。”
Verse 12. And so when he had washed their feet and taken his garments and reclined at the table again, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for so I am. If I then, the Lord and the teacher, washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I gave you an example that you also should do as I did to you." Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢主，早晨在聚集我们在你的话的里面。
We thank you, Lord, this morning that you've gathered us in your word.
主，我们感谢你，你爱世上属于你的，你就爱他们到底。
We thank you that you love those who are in the world and you love them to the uttermost.
我们感谢你这到底的爱。
We thank you for this love that lasts to the uttermost.
虽然我们常有软弱，常有失败，但是你爱我们就爱到底。
Even though we constantly fail and we have weaknesses, but when you love us to the uttermost.
主啊，我们虽然我们的脚常常是脏的，主，但是我们感谢你，主，你来了，你就为门徒洗脚。
We thank you that even though our feet are constantly dirty, when you came to this world, you washed the disciples' feet.
主，我们早晨求你再对我们说话。
We entreat you to speak to us once again.
你说你做的榜样，主，要我们照着你所行的去行。
You said that you gave us an example that we should do as you did to us.
愿早晨，主，我们也愿意说我们在这里。
This morning we also desire to say, here we are.
你来指教我们，看见我们当怎样行。
Instruct us as to how we should do.
我们真愿意像我们主一样的，主有主的生命。
We want to just be like our Lord. We want to have your life and to serve humbly.
求你对我们说话，祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Speak to us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
今天愿意跟弟兄姐妹一起，我们来交通彼此洗脚。
Today I'd like to fellowship with you about washing one another's feet.
我们知道彼此洗脚就是彼此相顾、彼此相爱、彼此谦卑的顺服、彼此的服侍的表现。
We know that washing one another's feet is a manifestation of caring for one another, loving one another, submitting to each other in humility and serving one another.
愿我们不只有属灵的知识和认识，我们也有属灵的实际。
May we not only have spiritual knowledge and learning, but we also have spiritual reality.
属灵的实际是什么呢？
So what is spiritual reality?
就是能够活出我们所认识的，活出我们所接受的，活出主所教导我们的。
So it is to live out what we know, what we have heard, and what the Lord has instructed us.
关于洗脚，我们愿意从彼此洗脚，从四方面我们来思想。
We want to consider this matter of washing each other's feet from four aspects.
头一方面，洗脚的意义。
We want to consider the meaning of washing the feet.
第二方面，我们看见主耶稣洗脚的榜样。
We want to look at the example that Jesus laid for washing one another's feet.
第三方面，我们要来看彼此洗脚的实情。
Thirdly, we want to see how to put into practice this washing of one another's feet.
最后，我们一起来思想到底的爱。
Finally, we want to consider this love that loves us to the uttermost.
关于洗脚，我们知道从旧约到新约，都有洗脚的记载。
We know that regarding the matter of washing one another's feet, there are recordings both in the Old Testament and the New Testament.
因为在以色列地，在中东的那地方，有很多的沙漠和旷野。
Because in the regions in the Middle East and in Israel, there are a lot of deserts and wilderness.
当时没有柏油路，他们所穿的鞋也不像今天的鞋，是包起来的。
At the time, there was no asphalt, and the shoes that they wore, they're not totally enclosing their feet.
他 他们穿的鞋就像我们今天的凉鞋一样，很多是冻的。
The shoes they were wearing were just like our sandals that we wear today, and there are lots of holes.
他们也没有袜子穿。
And they didn't have socks to wear.
所以呢，这样在地上走呢，难免会沾上地上的尘土，很脚是很容易弄脏的。
So when you walk with your feet on the earth, your feet can easily be contaminated with dirt.
所以洗脚的第一个意义就是洁净，要除去尘土。
Therefore, the first meaning of washing your feet is to cleanse, and to wash away all the dirt.
我们知道，当亚伯拉罕99岁的时候，有一天他看见神的使者迎面过来。
We know that when Abraham was age 99, he saw that one time there was this messenger of the Lord coming toward him.
那看见是三个人过来，亚伯拉罕就说：“我主，我若在你眼前蒙恩，求你不要离开仆人，去。”
And there were actually three people passing him, coming toward him. And Abraham said, "My Lord, if now I have found favor with you, please do not pass your servant by."
容我拿点水来。你们洗洗脚，在树下歇息歇息。
Please let a little water be brought and wash your feet and rest yourselves under the tree.
容我再拿一点饼来，你们可以加添心力，然后再往前去。
And I will bring a piece of bread that you may refresh yourselves. After that, you may go on.
所以亚伯拉罕就说：“我容我拿点水来。”你们洗洗脚。
So what Abraham was saying that may I bring a little water for you to wash your feet?
亚伯拉罕没有说容我拿点水来，我来帮你洗洗脚。
Abraham did not say, "Let me bring some water and I'll wash your feet."
我容我拿点水来，你们自己洗洗脚。
What he said was, "Let me bring some water and you wash your own feet."
然后呢，他说这样子，然后我再拿一点饼来，你们可以加添心力，然后往前去。
Then he said, "I'll bring some bread and then you can be refreshed and then you go on your way."
所以要先洗脚才能吃饼的。
You have to wash your feet before you can eat bread.
因为没有洗脚，脚是脏的哈，就没有安息。
Because if you don't wash your feet are dirty and you don't have rest.
所以要吃饼呢，以前要先脚要先洗干净的。
So before you eat bread, you have to wash your feet first.
然后后来我们知道，亚伯拉罕后来生了以撒。等到以撒长大的时候呢，亚伯拉罕他就差遣一位老仆人替以撒去娶亲。
We know that later on, Isaac was born of Abraham, and after Isaac grew up, Abraham sent his old servant to find a wife for him.
当这个老仆人进到拉班的家的时候，拉班就卸了骆驼，用草料把这牲畜喂上，然后拿水给那人和跟随的人洗脚。
So the servant entered the house and Laban unloaded the camels and he gave straw and feed to the camels and water to wash the servant's feet and the feet of the men who were with him.
所以当亚伯拉罕的仆人来到拉班家，拉班就欢迎他到他的家里面。
So when the servant of Laban came, Abraham came to Laban's house, Laban welcomed him.
然后第一件事情就是拿水给那人和跟随的人洗脚。
And the first thing Laban did was to bring water to wash his feet and the feet of the men who were with him.
在主耶稣的时候也是这样。
Likewise, it is so in the time of the Lord Jesus.
记得主耶稣有时候有一次进到一个人家里面，然后有一个女人，她哭了，她用眼泪湿了主的脚，然后她用头发给她擦干。
Remember that one time Jesus entered into the house of of someone, and then a woman was weeping, and she was weeping, she was using her tears to wipe his feet.
然后主耶稣就对这个主人说：“我进来你家的时候，你并没有拿水给我洗脚。”
And the Lord said to the master of that house, "When I came into your house, you did not bring me water for my feet."
所以当一个在那个时候呢，当客人进到家里面的时候，第一件事情就是拿水给客人洗脚。
So at that time, when the first thing a guest would come into your house, you would bring water for the guest to wash their feet.
当水拿来的时候呢，通常是自己洗。
When the water was being brought, normally you would just wash your own feet.
有时候是请仆人来给客人洗脚。
Sometimes the host would ask the servants to wash the feet of the guests.
从来不会发生说主人给客人洗脚。
Never would it ever occur that the host, the master of the house, would wash the feet of the guests.
所以洗脚第一方面的意义就是洁净，洗去尘土。
So the first meaning for washing your feet is to be cleansed and to wash away dirt.
第二方面，洗脚也预表了成圣或者与世界隔绝。
Also, washing your feet is a typology of sanctification and to be separated from the world.
我们知道我们生活在这个世界里面，但是主要我们虽然在这个世界，却不属于这个世界。
We know that we all live in this world, but the Lord wants us to be in the world and not off it.
就像船在海里面，海不在船里面一样。
It's just like a ship is sailing in the ocean, but the ocean is not in the ship.
如果是海的跑到船里面，那船就要沉了。
If the ocean is in the ship is about to sink.
所以我们虽然在这个世界上，但是却不属于这个世界。
So even though we are in the world, we do not belong to the world.
我们知道摩西的一生可以分成三个四十年。
We know that you can separate the life of Moses into three 40-year periods.
圣经上讲说摩西是希伯来人所生的希伯来人。
The Bible said that Moses was a Hebrew of Hebrews.
但是他头四十年却是在埃及的王宫里面长大，学了埃及人一切的学问，说话行事都有大能。
However, in the first 40 years of his life, he grew up in the palace in Egypt, and he was educated in all the learnings of the Egyptian, and he was a man of power in words and in deeds.
但是他因为杀人，所以他就逃到旷野，在旷野他遇见一个女子在打水。
However, because he committed murder, he escaped to the wilderness, and in the wilderness, he saw a woman drawing water.
然后有人欺负这个女子，后来他就帮助这个女子，后来这个女子就带摩西到她的家里面，跟她父亲说。
And so Moses stood up for this woman, and he also drew water for her, and she brought him to her father's house.
她不知道这个人叫什么名字。
She did not know his name.
他跟他父亲说有一个埃及人来帮助我。
So this woman said to her father, an Egyptian came to help me.
所以摩西的头四十年简单用一个词来概括就是埃及人。
So simply put, the first 40 years of Moses' life was an Egyptian.
那时摩西虽然对神的事大发热心但是神不能用他。
Even though at the time Moses was extremely zealous for the matters of God, God could not use him.
因为他就是一个埃及人。
Because Moses was an Egyptian.
他充满着这个世界的观念、想法、做法。
He was filled with concepts, thinking, and methodologies of the world.
所以神那时候不能用他，神就把他带到旷野，用第二个四十年的时间。要把世界从摩西的身上拿走。
So because God could not use him at the time, God led him to the wilderness, and he used another 40 years to remove the world from Moses.
就要把他从所学的通通都倒空哈，要重修他所一切所学的。
So God needed to let Moses unlearn everything he has ever learned before, and to relearn what he needs to learn, the lesson of emptying himself.
英文说的比较清楚哈，就是。Unlearn.
So you have to unlearn everything. There's no appropriate word in Chinese.
中文不晓得怎么翻哈，我不太晓得应该怎么翻。就是说，你本来好像似乎是学了，似乎是懂了，但是呢，这些世界上来的东西，神不要。
But it was as if you've already learned the lesson. You've already known what to do. But God doesn't want these things you've learned or known from the world.
要从头学一遍。
You have to learn it again, relearn it.
是造要先把所学的倒空，然后你才能够再学从神学新的。
So you have to empty out whatever you have learned in the past, and then you can learn the new lesson from God.
就像一个杯子里面如果装满了咖啡，你就不能再把果汁倒进去。
It's just like you have a cup full of coffee. You can't put juice in it. You have to empty the coffee out of the cup.
对，如果要倒果汁以前，先把这个杯子倒空，然后才能够倒新的。
So before you pour juice into the cup, you have empty out the coffee and then you pour in the juice.
所以摩西的第二个四十年就是一个倒空的四十年。
So the next 40-year period in Moses' life is a time when his life was being poured out.
要把他在埃及里面所学的一切的知识和学问通通倒掉。
He needs to empty out all the learnings and knowledge that he ever learned in Egypt.
然后他就成了一个牧羊的人。
And he became a shepherd of sheep.
有一次在我们英文组的交通，有一个弟兄讲得蛮好的。
In our English Bible study sharing, a brother put it very aptly.
他说哈，牧羊人，他见过牧羊人哈，是在中东里面看那些牧羊人呢，是最枯燥、最乏味的一个工作。
He said that he has met shepherds in the Middle East, and that was the most boring, monotonous job.
因为整天看就是羊。
Because you just see sheep all day long.
时间很多很多。
You have lots of time on your hands.
所以呢，像大卫在牧羊的时候呢，哎呀，我想他一定是在跟神有很好的交通。
So he shared that when David was shepherding his sheep, he must have had great fellowship with the Lord.
不像今天哈，我们一有时间，手机马上拿出来。
It's not like today, you know, when you have any free time, you just whip out your cell phone.
然后呢，就每一个人都低头的在看手机。
And everybody is looking, you know, bowing their head and looking at their cell phones.
哎，所以做牧羊人不错。
So it's, you know, it's okay to be the shepherd.
啊，如果是在那个时候，像这样牧羊人，他们就可以很单纯的，有很多的时间可以来思想主、亲近主。
But the shepherds of the old days, they could have a lot of time to draw near to the Lord and have fellowship with the Lord.
所以愿意我们也能够在我们平常生活里面，不要一有时间就把手机拿出来。
So may we also, when we have any free moment, don't just whip out your cell phone.
其实哈，不要讲这个。其实很多人有一个很不好的习惯。
Forget about this, but you know, even a lot of us have this bad habit.
有时候我也有这种毛病啊。
Sometimes I have this same issue.
就是呢，因为现在这个资讯太发达了。
Because there's an implosion of information.
有时候呢，这个电子邮件就一天到晚的送过来。
And you're inundated with emails every day.
甚至呢，还有一些像 Line 啊、WeChat 啊这些啊。
And there's also WeChat and
Line.
Line.
然后呢，这有新的东西进来，它叮叮叮，你的手机就一直叫。
And anytime you have a message, it dings and dings and dings.
然后呢，就赶快看是什么东西。
And then you quickly find out what it is.
哎，这样我们的时间就用掉了。
That there goes all our time.
我们就没有时间来亲近主了。
We don't have time to draw near to the Lord.
哦，但愿我们在生活里面，我们有时间能够分别做安静的在主的面前。
May we consecrate some time in our lives to draw near to the Lord.
也许早上清早起来的时候，就把手机关掉哈，晚上就不要看那个手机。
Maybe early in the morning, turn off your cell phone. Don't look at your cell.
然后我们可以花一段时间来亲近主。
So that you can spend some time to draw near to the Lord.
所以摩西在他的第二个四十年，他就让主一直到，然后成为一个被倒空的器皿。
So in the second 40-year period, Moses was being poured out and poured out and poured out.
所以让神可以工作在他的身上。
And therefore, God could start working in his life.
所以我们知道他在第三个四十年，他就带领以色列人出埃及，在旷野里面来行走。
So we know that in the third 40-year period of his life, he led the people of Israel into the wilderness.
所以圣经讲说是神人摩西。
The Bible referred to Moses as the man of God.
从一个埃及人到一个被倒空的器皿，才能够成为神人。
He had moved from being an Egyptian to an emptied vessel. You have to go through all this before you can be called a man of God.
神人的意思就是在地上能够代表神，能够来彰显神的荣耀。
Being a man of God is to represent God on this earth and to reveal His glory.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，摩西是这样，神要我们也是这样。
Dear brothers and sisters, just like this is the desire for God of God for Moses, this is what He desired for us.
神要我们每一个人能够从埃及人变成一个被倒空的人，然后能够成为神人。
God wants every single one of us to be turned from being an Egyptian to an emptied vessel to be a man of God.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
当人看见你的时候，人怎么说呢
？When people see you, what do they say？
是埃及人吗
？Do they think of you as an Egyptian？
是倒空的器皿吗
？Do they see you as an emptied vessel？
还是他们能够从你的身上看见神的荣耀，能够我们可以来流露主的形象的 她的美丽的生命呢?
Or is it that you can reveal the glory of God and people can sense the fragrance of Christ in you?
当摩西在第二个40年跟第三个40年中间还发生了一件非常关键的事。
Between the end of the second 40-year period and the start of the third 40-year period, there's a pivotal event in his life.
我们知道他就是在旷野看到荆棘被火焰来燃烧却没有烧毁。
We know that he saw a burning bush, but the bush was not consumed.
当他要去看这个异象的时候，然后神就在异象中呼叫摩西说：“摩西，摩西。”
When Moses wanted to turn aside to look at this marvelous sight, God called out to him from the midst, "Moses, Moses."
摩西说：“我在这里。”
And Moses said, "Here I am."
但是主说：“不要近前来，要把你。” 脚上的鞋脱下来，因为你所站之地是圣地。
But the Lord said, "Do not come here yet. Remove your sandals from your feet, for the land on which you're standing is holy ground."
神所同在的地方就是圣地。
The holy ground is where there is the presence of the Lord.
当我们神同在的时候，他就跟这世界没有份。
When we're in the presence of the Lord, we have no relationship in anything with the world anymore.
所以神要摩西把他脚上的鞋脱下来。
Therefore, God wants Moses to take off his sandals.
因为我们所穿的鞋就是我们天天跟世界接触的部分。
Because the sandals on his feet is a contact point with the world on a daily basis.
所以洗脚也代表要成为圣洁，要与世界的事情能够隔绝。
Therefore, washing your feet also means you have to be sanctified and to be separated from the world.
我们知道在摩西所造的会幕里面也有洗濯盆。
We know that in the tent of meeting that was built by Moses, there's also this laver for washing.
他们用铜来做洗濯盆，那这个放铜在哪里呢？它放在会幕跟祭坛的中间。
The laver was made of bronze, and it was put between the tent of meeting and the altar.
这盆里面盛着水。The
laver is filled with water.
是让亚伦和他儿子在服侍神之前，要在这个洗濯盆里面拿水来洗手洗脚。Before
Aaron and his sons could serve men, he has to take the water from the laver to wash their hands and their feet.
圣经上讲说，他们要用水洗濯，免得死亡。
The Bible says that they have to wash their feet and their hands, otherwise they will die.
所以这个洗濯也代表要成圣。我们人来到神的面前，要侍奉神以前，要来面对神以前，我们先要把这个我们成为圣洁。
So the washing of one's feet means a sanctification. Before we can face God or serve God, we have to be washed and become sanctified.
我们要跟这世界有分别。We
have to be separated from this world.
第三方面。 我们看到洗脚的意义也是代表一个生命的供应。
We also see that there's another meaning to washing each other's feet, which is the provision of life.
洗脚这个水就代表生命。
The water that is used to wash your feet represents life.
圣经上常常用水来代表生命。
In the Bible, there's constant references of water to represent life.
我们知道当主耶稣 起来公开服事后，他所行的第一个神迹就是在迦拿那个地方。
We know that after Jesus entered into his public ministry, the first miracle took place in Canaan.
在迦拿那里有一个娶亲的宴席，有很多人在那里。
In Canaan, there was a wedding feast, and there were a lot of people there.
然后在那个地方呢，圣经上讲说，照犹太人洁净的规矩，有六口石缸摆在那里，每口可以盛两三桶水。
There were 6 stone water pots set there for the Jewish custom of purification, containing 20 or 30 gallons each.
因为有很多的人，所以要预备很多的水。
Because there were a lot of people there, therefore you had to prepare a lot of water.
在这个婚礼的宴席之前呢，有一个洁净的礼，要让他们能够先被洁净。
So before the wedding feast, there has to be a custom of purification so that they can be cleansed.
那我们知道，当宴席开始不久。
We know that shortly after the wedding feast started, the wine gave out.
主耶稣就要这些仆人把这个缸里面的水 来摇起来来送给管宴席的。
So the Lord Jesus asked the servant to ladle some water and bring it to the head of the feast.
然后当这个管宴席的人尝尝这个他们所拿来的，他说：“哎，人家都是把好酒拿出来，在先，为什么你们把好酒留到如今呢？”
So the head waiter, after he tasted the water, he said, "Every man serves the good wine first, but then why have you kept the good wine until now?"
感谢主，主来了就把水变成酒。
We thank the Lord when He came to this world, He turned water into wine.
当人的生命到尽头。神就把他美丽的生命 来赐给我们。
When you reach the end of your life, God will make bring His beautiful life into yours.
所以这个洗脚第三方面的意义就是借着洗脚主可以来供应生命。
So the third meaning of washing one's feet is that through the washing, God can supply life to us.
感谢主，主来了，他就是要把水变成酒。
We thank the Lord that when He came, He wanted to turn water into wine.
他来了，就是要改变我们这个地上的生命，成为像神，这会有穷尽，是不完全的生命，是不美丽的生命，但是呢，却可以成为像神这样子无穷尽这样一个美丽这样一个完全的生命。
So when he came, he wanted to turn the imperfect, limited, ugly life from this world to turn it into an unlimited, beautiful, abundant life from him, the divine life.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
他主来了，他就成为我们的榜样。所以第二方面，我们要交通洗脚的榜样。
We thank the Lord that when he came, he gave us the example of washing each other's feet. Therefore, we need to study this example.
所以我们刚才读的圣经在约翰福音十三章这里记载了一幅美丽的图画。
So earlier we read John 13, which recorded a beautiful picture.
在那里记载说逾越节以前耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了，他既然爱世界属于自己的人就爱他们到底。
Like we read in verse 1, now before the feast of the Passover, Jesus, knowing that his hour had come, that he should depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the uttermost.
所以洗脚的原动力是爱。
So the original impetus for washing each other's feet is love.
不是出于责任或者义务，不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心。
It is not out of obligation or responsibility, not out of compulsion, but out of one's own free will.
主知道，他离世归父的时候快到了。
So the Lord knows that it is almost time for him to be out of the world and go to the Father.
他知道，也许就是那在这最后一次可以跟门徒们一起来吃逾越节的宴席。
And he knew that this was the last Passover feast that he would partake with the disciples.
他爱世界上属他的人。
And he loved the ones who were his own.
然后他就来为他们洗脚。
And therefore he washed their feet.
那圣经也很特别，里面还记载一件事。
And the Bible also recorded a very unique thing here.
就是耶稣知道父已经将万有交在他手里。而且知道自己是从神那里出来，又要归到神那里去。
Which is recorded in verse 3. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come forth from God and was going back to God.
所以他就离席站起来，脱了衣服，拿一条手巾束腰。
Therefore, in verse 4, he rose from the supper and laid aside his garments, taking a towel, he girded himself about.
用手巾束腰就代表一个谦卑的生命。
Taking a towel and girded himself about represents a life of humility.
当主耶稣知道父已经将万有交在他手里，然后他就谦卑他自己。
The Lord Jesus knew that God had given all things into his hands. Then he humbled himself.
这跟我们地上的人的想法何等不一样。
This is so different from the thinking of the people of the world.
如果我们不要讲到说把万有交在我们手里。
Forget about leaving all things into your hands.
如果你今天中了1000万元的大奖，你要做什么？
If today you won a lottery for $10 million, what would you do?
可能有人就第一个先去买一个大房子。
Maybe someone would buy a big mansion first.
然后呢，买跑车、买游艇、买甚至买飞机。
A sports car, a yacht, a plane.
那赶快去度假。
And then you go on vacation.
然后在家里呢，再雇一二十个佣人呢来伺候你。
And then you'll hire 10-20 servants to serve you in your house.
整天躺在沙发上，可能什么事都不用做。
Every day you lay on the sofa, you don't have to do anything.
如果有万一就是有很多的东西让我在我们手里，我们会怎么做呢
？So if you have a lot of things in your hands, what would you do？
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord。
他没有雇很多的仆人。
He did not hire a lot of help。
他拿一条手巾束腰，他成为那个仆人。
He took the towel and girded himself about. He became that servant。
哦，我们何等感谢我们的主。
Oh, how we thank our Lord.
耶稣说他来了不是要受人的服侍乃是要服侍人。
He came to serve and not to be served.
我们感谢主啊当主知道父将万有交在他的手里他就谦卑他自己成为那个仆人。
We thank the Lord that because Jesus knew that God has left all things into his hands, he humbled himself and became that servant.
我们感谢主他给我们做了榜样。
We thank the Lord for the example He has set before us.
当我们知道说主给我们荣耀的身份和地位
，When we know that the Lord has given us a glorious position and a glorious life.
圣经上讲说我们将来要与主一同作王。
The Bible says that we will be reigning with Him.
那甚至主也告诉我们说，将来我们如果说是成为那个忠心良善的仆人呢，他要进来享受主人的快乐。
And the Lord also tells us that if we are the good and faithful servants, we can enter into His joy.
你在不多的事情上有忠心，那神要把更大的事给我们。
And even though we're faithful only in small things, He'll give us even bigger things.
可能有人管五座城，有人管十座城。
Some of us may be ruling over 5 cities or 10 cities.
我们心里面所想的是什么呢
？What is it that we're thinking in our heart？
我们应该要想想这个洗脚这个例子。
We have to think about this example of washing one another's feet.
与基督一同作王，就是与基督一同做这个奴仆的君王。
To be ruling and reigning with Christ is to be the servant king with the Lord.
当我们越有主的生命，越得着主的丰富，越主的生命越成长，那我们就越应该越谦卑，越能够成为一个服侍别人的人。
The more we have the life of Christ in us, the more we have His abundance in us, the more we need to humble ourselves and be a servant.
我们感谢主，当主来给门徒洗脚的时候呢，他也讲到说，如果你洗过澡的人，如果在洗脚，那全身就洁净了。
We also thank the Lord that when He was washing the disciples' feet, He said that he who has bathed needs only to wash his feet and is completely clean.
我们感谢主，我们每个人，我们接受主，当主的宝血洗净我们的时候呢，那我们就像成为一个洗过澡的人，因为主救赎的工作已经成全了。
We thank the Lord that after we have been saved by grace, it's like that we have bathed and we're completely clean because His salvation work has been completed.
那我们只是我们，但是我们在行走在地上的时候，我们常常我们的脚还是会沾染尘土。
However, as we walk upon on this earth, our feet can be contaminated by dirt.
那只要把脚一洗。全身就洁净了。
However, once you wash your feet, then your entire body is completely clean.
洗澡只要一次，但是洗脚却要天天。
Bathing only needs to take place once. However, washing your feet needs to take place daily.
我们感谢主，主他给我们做了榜样。主不仅洗门徒的脚，他也要让门徒学习彼此洗脚。
We thank the Lord that He has set the example that not that He only washed the disciples' feet, He also wanted them to wash one another's feet.
圣经上告诉我们，大的要服侍小的。
The Bible says that the larger ones will serve the smaller ones.
所以主给我们的榜样就是一个爱的榜样，一个谦卑的榜样，一个服侍的榜样，一个生命的榜样。
So the Lord has set forth an example of humility, of service, and of love.
所以，那我们接着我们要来看第三方面，怎么样来实行彼此洗脚。
So next, thirdly, we need to look into how to put into practice this washing of one another's feet.
我们知道今天啊，因为我们的情形跟当时候不一样，所以我们并不需要在外面常常来洗脚。
We know that because our physical conditions are different now, we don't have to do washing of each other's feet on the outward manifestation.
那我们要学这个属灵的功课是什么呢
？So what is the spiritual lesson we need to learn?
头一个，我们要有身体的感觉。
First, we have to have a sense of this body.
保罗告诉我们说，我们都是基督的肢体互相联络来做，都是主耶稣身上的肢体互相联络做肢体。
So, the Paul told us that we're all members one another, and we're all members in the body of Christ.
所以要有这样身体的感觉，就是一个肢体受苦，所有的肢体就一同受苦；一个肢体得荣耀，所有的肢体就一同欢喜快乐。
So this is the sense of the body, which is if one member suffers, all members suffer with it. If one member is honored, all members rejoice with it.
所以今天若有一个肢体的脚是脏的，那我们都要这样的感觉，就是我的脚那也就是脏的。
So if one member of this body has his feet, the feet has become dirty, we have to have the sense that our feet are also dirty.
因为我们有同一个生命，我们在同一个身体的里面。
Because we have the same life and we're all in the same body.
所以今天如果 Solomon 的脚脏了
Today, so if the feet of Solomon is a dirty.
我就说我的脚还蛮干净的嘛我脚没脏。
And then I say, my feet are rather clean.
我想这不是神所要我们的想法。
I don't think this is the thinking that God wants us to have.
我弟兄的脚脏就是我的脚脏。
If my brother's feet are dirty, that means my feet are dirty.
那我们看见有软弱有需要，我们怎么做呢
？So what do we do when we see a need or weakness?
在圣经上有一个很好的例子。
There's a very good example in the Bible.
我们知道，当挪亚后来他起来做农夫，他栽了一个葡萄园，他在那边喝酒就醉了。
So we know that Noah became farming and planted a vineyard, and he drank of the wine and became drunk.
然后他在帐篷里赤着身子。
And he became uncovered inside his tent.
第一个看见挪亚赤身的是谁呢
？Who first saw his nakedness?
是他的儿子韩。
Ham, his son, saw his father's nakedness first.
然后呢，他就出去告诉他两个弟兄。
And then he left the tent and he told his other two brothers.
那其他两个弟兄就是闪和雅弗呢，他们就拿着衣服搭在肩上，倒退着进去给他父亲盖上。
So his two brothers, by the name of Shem and Japheth, took a garment and laid it upon both their shoulders and walked backwards.
因为他们背着脸就看不见父亲的赤身。
Their faces were turned away so that they would not see the nakedness of their father.
我们感谢主哈，让我们学到一个非常宝贵的属灵的功课。
We thank the Lord that we have learned a very precious lesson here.
当韩看见他的父亲赤身，他就跑去跟别人讲，跟他弟兄讲。
When Ham saw the nakedness of his father, he ran to his brothers to tell them.
当他的弟兄知道他的父亲赤身，他们就拿一件衣服搭在肩上，而且不是正面走过，这样倒着走过去给他父亲盖上。
But while his two brothers, when they found heard about his father's nakedness, they put garment on their shoulders and they walked backwards so that they wouldn't see the nakedness of their father.
当他们看见有这样的软弱的时候，他们就来遮盖这个软弱。
When they saw the weakness, they covered up the weakness.
圣经告诉我们，唯有爱能遮掩许多的罪。
The Bible tells us that love covers a multitude of sins.
当我们有需要、有软弱、我们的脚脏了的时候，怎么办
？So when we are needy and weak and our feet are dirty, what do we do?
我们要彼此洗脚。
We need to wash one another's feet.
我记得很久以前啊，有一次我来聚会。
I remember many years ago I came to a meeting here.
然后就是像这样子聚会，然后回家以后呢，才发现我那个衬衫的扣子扣错了。
It's like a meeting like this, and I was here for a long time, and then when I got home, I realized that I buttoned my buttons of the shirt wrong.
我那个上下这个差了一个。
I missed the buttons by one hole.
我就在想说，我都没有人跟我讲。
Nobody told me。
不晓得是都没有人看见，还是有人看见了，就不好意思跟我讲。
And I don't know whether nobody else noticed or somebody noticed, but that he was embarrassed to tell me.
当我们看见弟兄姐妹有软弱的时候，有需要的时候，那我们要学习的是来彼此来洗脚。
So when we see a brother and sister is weak or is in need, we need to learn to wash one another's feet.
这只是一件很小的事情，但是我就想到说，在我成长的过程里面呢，神在周围安排了许多能够帮助我的弟兄姐妹。
This is a very small example, but I also realize that as I grow spiritually, God has planted a lot of brothers and sisters to help me grow.
我记得以前在洛杉矶读书的时候呢，每一周周间我们在一位弟兄的实验室祷告。
I remember that when I was in grad school in LA, in the middle of the week, we would pray in a brother's lap.
这位弟兄非常的有爱心，而且非常忠心。
This brother was full of love and he was very faithful.
我有时候软弱就不想去了。
So a lot of times I was weak and I didn't want to go.
就是去呢，脸色也不太好看。
even though I might go, I would look very downcast.
但是呢，这位弟兄从来没有一次来责备我或来定罪我。
But this brother has never once rebuked me or condemned me.
他说，有什么事我可以为你祷告吗？
Instead, he said, "Is there anything I can pray for you?"
Oh, 这就是彼此洗脚。
This is washing one another's feet.
当我们看见弟兄姐妹有软弱的时候，我们第一个想法是什么呢？
When the first instance when you see a brother and sister is being weak, what is your first thought in your mind?
我们觉得说，哎呀，这个弟兄怎么软弱，怎么这样跌倒呢？
We would think, why would this brother be so weak and fall like this?
但是感谢主，主要我们的是来辅救弟兄姐妹的需要。
However, we need to draw near to the brothers and sisters and attend to their need.
不要觉得说，哎，我脚没脏啊。
Don't feel like, oh, my feet are not dirty.
为什么他的脚会是脏的呢？
Why would his feet be dirty?
我没有问题啊，为什么他这样老是不来聚会呢？
I don't have this problem, but why would this person not come to the meeting?
我们知道洗脚第一件要做的事情就是蹲下来。
We know that you have to squat. The first thing you would do when you wash others' feet is to squat.
而且呢，你要帮人洗脚的时候呢，这个我想主要我们的也是这个水温不能太烫。
And as we wash one another's feet, I think that the Lord requires us to not have a very hot water.
力量也不能用得太大。
And you couldn't use too much strength when you're washing people's feet.
要俯救卑微的人。
And you have to stoop down for the humble people.
要谦虚温柔忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络。
And with all humility and gentleness, with patience, showing forbearance to one another in love.
我们感谢主，主给我们做的榜样。
We thank the Lord for the example He has set for us.
当我们是如果我们可以来为别人洗脚的时候，那我们真的要学主的样式，来服侍我们的弟兄姐妹。
When finally we're able to wash others' feet, we really need to take up His example to serve the brothers and sisters.
圣经不只要我们洗别人的脚，我们要让别人为我们洗脚。
The Bible not only requires us to wash each other's feet, the Bible also requires us to be washed.
没有一个人是可以完全刚强，从来不软弱的。
There's not one single person who can always be strong and never have a moment of weakness.
有一位信主不久的姐妹，跑去问一位年长的姐妹，说：“哎呀，我最近常常软弱，怎么办？”
So a sister who has just been saved by grace would go to a more mature sister and say, "I've been weak constantly. What should I do?"
我不想这样，但我没办法。
I don't want to be in this condition, but I have no other means.
我们姐妹回答非常有智慧。
Our older sister replied in a very with wisdom.
她说哈，真的花呢都会开会谢。
A real flower in life, it would blossom and it would wilt.
只有塑胶花不会凋谢的。
Only plastic flowers would never wilt.
所以我们的生命有起有伏是很正常的情形。
So it's very normal to in your life to have ebbs and lows.
我们若 觉得我们不会软弱，我们不需要人家对我们洗脚，是我们不认识自己。
If we feel like we never need other people to wash our feet, it's because we don't know ourselves.
记得彼得当主说有人他们你们都要背弃我的时候，彼得说众人都跌倒，我总不跌倒。
Remember when the Lord said to his disciples, "You would all betray me and deny my name," and Peter said, "Even though everyone denied you, I would not deny you."
但是彼得却是第一个跌倒的。
However, Peter would be the first to fall.
那保罗他就认识自己的软弱。
Paul, on the other hand, knew his own weakness.
所以保罗说，我喜欢夸自己的软弱。
Therefore, Paul said, "I would like to boast of my own weaknesses."
因为主的恩典够我。够你用的，我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全，这是主对他说的。
Because the Lord said to him, "The Lord's grace is sufficient, and power is perfected in weakness."
主保罗说：“有谁软弱，我不软弱呢？有谁跌倒，我不焦急呢？”
So therefore, Paul said, "Who is weak without me being weak? Who is led into sin without my intense concern?"
如果我必须自夸，就夸。那关乎我软弱的事情变了。
If I have to boast, I would boast about my weaknesses.
所以保罗不仅是帮人家洗脚的人，他也是让弟兄来扶持他，替他洗脚的。
So Paul is someone who not only washes other people's feet and help other people, he's also one who lets other people wash his feet.
昨天有一个弟兄他这样讲。
Yesterday a brother said this.
他说他的孩子问他哈，在教会里面他最好的朋友是谁
？His child asked him, "Who is your best friend at church?"
他不晓得怎么回答。
The brother didn't know how to answer this question.
他好像觉得在教会这么久，他好像没有一个在教会里面最好的朋友是谁。
He had been at the fellowship for a long time, but he didn't have a best friend.
然后就有一位弟兄讲说哈，有人这么讲，在教会里面在。谁最孤单呢
？So somebody said this. Who is the loneliest in the fellowship?
就是在北美教会服侍的弟兄们。
It's the serving brothers in the churches in North America.
那有人再加一句，是所谓属灵的弟兄呢
？And somebody added this other phrase. It says that the loneliest people are the so-called spiritual brothers who are serving in North America churches.
愿主怜悯我们，主恩待我们。
May the Lord be merciful and gracious to us.
我们不止我们可以来服侍人，我们也要受人的服侍。
Not only can we serve other people, we can also receive service from other people.
我们要来向弟兄姐妹来承认我们的软弱。
We need to confess to our brothers and sisters that of our weaknesses.
我的脚脏了，不要把它遮盖起来。
My feet are dirty. I don't need to cover it up.
我们要来跟弟兄姐妹讲说，请你为我祷告。
We need to say to brothers and sisters, please pray for me.
我们感谢主，我们都是不完全的。
We thank the Lord that we are all incomplete.
我们彼此需要。
We need one another.
就像说，在一个房子里面住了一个瘸腿的，还有一个瞎眼的。
It's just like there's a crippled and a blind person in a house.
这房子着火怎么办呢
？So what happens if the house is on fire?
我们一个是瘸腿的，是一个瞎眼的，怎么跑出来呢？
One person is crippled, one is blind. How do they get out of the house?
但愿主让我们能够彼此来扶持。
May the Lord help us sustain one another.
让我们能够彼此来洗脚。
And that we can wash one another's feet.
一个最好洗脚的一个实际的操练，就是在周五晚上来读圣经的时候。
The best exercise of washing one another's feet is during the Bible study every Friday.
因为我们经过了一个礼拜的忙碌，我们常常沾染了这世界上的许多的污秽，心思被世界上的事情所充满。
Because through the hustle bustle of the week, our hearts are filled with all these worldly things, and we're tired.
但是当我们来聚会的时候，我们如果能够来替弟兄姐妹洗脚，我们把这生命能够供应出来，那这样来的人，我们就可以被洁净。
So, however, during the Bible study, if we can wash one another's feet, we can usher in life, and we can cleanse one another. Then that is washing other people's feet.
我们就可以在主面前重新得力。
Then we can renew our strength.
我记得以前 刚信主的时候最盼望的就是礼拜五的聚会。
I remember when I was first saved, the meeting that I looked most forward to was the Bible study.
每次呢聚会以前都非常的累。
Every time before the Friday Bible study, I was very exhausted.
像在干旱疲乏无水之地一样。
It's like I was in a dry and thirsty land.
但是感谢主，来聚会以后呢，哎呀，就得到主的供应。
However, I would come to the meetings and I would find provision in the Lord.
借着弟兄姐妹的交通，好像这个脚就被洗干净了。
Through the fellowship of the brothers and sisters, it's as if my feet were being washed clean.
世界就脱去了。
And I was departed from the world.
可以与神的圣洁有份了。
And I can have a portion in the holiness of God.
可以得到主生命的供应。
And I can get the provision of the life of Christ.
哎，所以礼拜五晚上聚会回去的时候呢，哎，就满得力量。
So every time I would leave the Friday night Bible study, I would be filled with strength.
来的时候很累。
When I came, I would be very exhausted.
回去的时候很精神很好。
But when I returned, I would be in good spirits.
去的时候下沉。
When I came, I would be in a low mood.
回来的时候就非常的感谢主，非常的喜乐。
But when I would leave, I would be full of joy.
所以我们要常常的来彼此洗脚。
Therefore, we need to constantly wash each other's feet.
我们常常有软弱。
We constantly have weaknesses.
我们不要怕跟弟兄姐妹讲我们的软弱。
We should not be scared to share our own weaknesses with brothers and sisters.
甚至常常发生的事情，也许我们在聚会的时候很好，一回家，或甚至还不到家里，一上车的时候，夫妻就吵架了。
To a certain point, that even though we feel very good when we're sitting in the meetings, but the minute we get into the car, we started to have spousal disputes.
哦，要彼此洗脚。
We really need to wash one another's feet.
我们圣经上告诉我们说，当我们认自己的罪，神是公义的，是信实的，他要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
The Bible says that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and righteous to forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
愿我们可以跟我们的主敞开。
May we be laid bare and open before our Lord.
愿我们都能够跟弟兄姐妹敞开。
May we also be laid bare and open with our brothers and sisters.
我们要能够成为一个洗脚的人，我们要先被来主来洗脚。
To be able to wash others' feet, we have to be washed. Our feet has to be washed by the Lord Himself.
先要被弟兄姐妹来服侍。
And we first need to be served by brothers and sisters.
然后我们就可以成为一个能够服侍的人。
Then we can be as someone who can serve.
最后我们一起来思想这个洗脚，就是来代表一个到底的爱。
Lastly, we want to think about how this love that loves us to the uttermost.
约翰福音三章讲神爱世人。
John 3 talked about God loves the world.
当他把他的独生子赐给我们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
And He loved the world, and He gave His only begotten Son to the world that we would all have eternal life and not perish.
主的爱不只停在这里。
But the love of the Lord did not stay here.
到十三章讲到一个到底的爱。
And then until John chapter 13, it talks about this love that loves us to the uttermost.
感谢主，神对他儿女的爱是到底的爱。
We thank the Lord that His love toward His children is this love that loves us to the uttermost.
到底的爱就是永远的爱，是不改变的爱。
This love to the uttermost means that it is a love that endures forever. It will never change.
洗脚要洗多少次呢
？How many times do you need to wash each other's feet？
哦，在这个到底的爱的里面，就不算几次了。
If you have this love that loves each other to the uttermost, then you would not count the number of times you would wash your feet。
就像彼得问主说：“我弟兄得罪我，饶恕他要几次呢
？”Just like Peter asked the Lord, "My brother has offense against me. How many times do I need to forgive him？"
七次够吗
？Is it enough that I forgive him seven times？
主说是七十个七次。
The Lord said it's 70 times 7.
我不晓得大家有多少次被人家洗脚，被弟兄姐妹洗脚。
I don't know how many times other brothers and sisters have washed your feet.
我不晓得你多少次洗弟兄姐妹的脚。
I don't know how many times you have washed brothers and sisters' feet.
然后有软弱，有这个看到弟兄姐妹有脚是脏的时候，我们怎么办呢
？When there's weakness and or we see that brothers and sisters are weak, what do we do?
在加拉太书第六章第一节、第二节讲到说：“弟兄们，若有人偶然被过犯所胜， 你们属灵的人就当用温柔的心把他挽回过来，又当自己小心，恐怕也被引诱。你们个人的重担要互相担当，如此就完全了基督的律法。
So in Galatians 6:1-2 it says, Brethren, even if a man is caught in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of gentleness, each one looking to himself, lest you be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, thus fulfill the law of Christ.
用温柔敬畏的心把它挽回过来，就是彼此洗脚。
To restore one another in a spirit of gentleness, this is washing one another's feet.
重担互相担当，就是彼此洗脚。
Bearing one another's burdens is washing each other's feet.
主说，你们若如此行，就完全了基督的律法。
And the Lord says, if you do it likewise, you fulfill the law of Christ.
愿我们彼此相爱，不仅在言语和舌头上，也要在行为和诚实上。
May we don't only love in words and tongue, but also in deed and in practice.
我们彼此洗脚什么时候停止呢？
When do we stop washing each other's feet?
一直要等到主来。
We have to wait till the Lord comes.
我们感谢主，主的话告诉我们说要趁着有今日，天天彼此相劝，免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑，心里就刚硬了。
We think that the Bible says that encourage one another day after day, as long as it is still called today, lest any one of you be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin.
总要趁着有今日，天天彼此相劝。
As long as it is still called today, encourage one another.
这就是彼此洗脚。
This is washing one another's feet.
我们知道最近，我们聚会经历了许多弟兄姐妹离开我们而去。
We know that a lot of friends and sisters have departed from us from this fellowship.
当我们的弟兄姐妹离开我们，我们要为他们洗脚的机会就没有了。
After our brothers and sisters departed from us, we do not have the opportunity to wash their feet.
所以要天天的彼此相劝，彼此洗脚。
Therefore, encourage one another day after day and wash one another's feet day after day.
趁着还有今日。
As long as it is still called today.
愿我们能够真的是愿意把自己让在主的手中。
May we truly desire to yield ourselves into the hands of the Lord.
当主在里面感动我们，为一位弟兄姐妹祷告，或者打电话给他，或者是看望他的时候。趁着还有今日，愿我们能够来彼此来相爱。
So if the Lord moves you to call a brother or sister or to pray for him and to visit him or her, as long as it is still called today, love one another and be encouraged by one another.
主说：“我是你们的夫子，尚且洗你们的脚，你们也当彼此洗脚。”
So the Lord said, "I am."Lord and teacher, and I wash your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet.
我给你们做了榜样，叫你们照着我向你们所做的去做。
For I gave you an example that you also should do as I did to you.
当主为门徒洗脚的时候，他有两次的说到说，你们所做的你们明白吗？
So when he was washing the disciples' feet twice, he mentioned, you may not understand or realize what I'm doing now.
主说，我若所做的，你如今不知道，后来必明白。
The Lord said in verse 7, what I do, you do not understand now, but you shall understand hereafter.
我们真是不是明白主所说的呢？
Do we truly understand what the Lord has said?
我们是不是真实能够认识主在我们身上所成就这样伟大的救恩，而且是这样到底的爱呢？
Do we truly understand the extent of this great salvation and this love that loves us to the uttermost?
主说：“你如今不知道，后来必明白。”
The Lord said, "You do not realize now, but you shall understand hereafter."
愿我们把我们自己让在主的手中。
May we yield ourselves into the hands of the Lord.
怎么样明白彼此洗脚呢？
so that we know how to wash one another's feet.
愿我们把自己让在主的手中。
Oh, to wash one to know how to wash others' feet, we have to yield ourselves into the hands of the Lord.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们何等感谢你。
Lord, how we thank you.
我们虽然是这样的不配，
even
主这样的不好，主你还爱我们。
Even though we're so unworthy and so not good, you still love us.
哦，主啊，你来了。哦，主啊，你谦卑自己来为门徒洗脚。
You humbled yourself to wash the feet of the disciples.
主，你说若不被你洗，就与你无份了。
You said that if they're not washed by you, there will be no part with him. You.
主，我们感谢你，我们都是与你有份的。
We thank you because we all have a part with you.
主，我们也彼此能够成为弟兄姐妹，在基督里面一同得份。
And we can also have a portion together with all the brothers and sisters in Christ.
主，我们感谢你，主啊，你做了榜样，要我们照着你所行做的去做。
We thank you that you have set this example that we also should do as you did to us.
我们知道人的话何等的有限。
We know the limitedness of men's words.
但愿主来指教我们。
May the Lord instruct us.
让我们起来跟随你。
So that we can arise and follow you.
主，虽然你所做的我们当初不明白，但是我们愿意，主，我们能够进入，主啊，你所做的，让我们能够明白，主能够知道主在我们身上所要得着的。
So even though we did not realize then what you did, but may we enter into the understanding so that we can understand hereafter and know that what your desire is for us on this earth.
愿这彼此洗脚的实际，主啊，你做成在你儿女们的当中。
May the reality of washing one another's feet be materialized in your children.
让我们不仅有属灵的认识，我们也有属灵的实际。
So that not only would we have spiritual knowledge, but also spiritual reality.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.